Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is His message. What is the message of the Lord? My Father Anthony Uche. Today is Thursday of the 21st week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. St. Paul reminds us that what we have, our occupations, or the work we do for our families and nation, are gifts of the Lord that must never be taken for granted. Because if we fail to bless the name of the Lord and protect the lives and well-being of those under our care, then the agents of division, hatred, and confusion will overwhelm us, make us lose our positions and influence within the society or community, and they will orchestrate the loss of faith in the Lord and hope for a better and successful life. St. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Submit yourselves then to God, resist the enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you." Yes, my brother, my sister, we must always have it at the back of our minds that we were called and given those offices or talents to witness to Christ's love, hope, and faith. In other words, we are beacons of hope, beacons of a yes, we can belief. And we are personifications of I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Thus, in today's gospel reading, taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 42 to 51, our Lord Jesus insists that we must be vigilant so as not to become small cogs in the wheel of God's work in this world. Therefore, my brother, my sister, we must constantly renew our talents, review our roles as a husband, father, or wife, mother in our families. And when the need arises, we must reinvent ourselves after admitting our mistakes in life and righting our wrongs. Yes, we can reinvent ourselves. You can reinvent yourself even after that great fall. He says, if no one has condemned you, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. However, my brother, my sister, in order to become a better and greater person for the Lord, with the Lord in this world, it must be an everyday self-check and renewal through the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says he will keep us steady and without blame until the day of the Lord. And so, my brother, my sister, like students studying every day for success after an examination, our response today must be far from being lukewarm. Thus, let us get cracking with Jesus and insist on building a family, a company, a society, a nation on the rock of ages. For He alone has the power to help us, to propel us to use our time here on earth wisely. And He alone has the power to grant us a place in the house of the Lord. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us work with the Holy Spirit and let us work with the Lord and ask Him to help us stay focused on the mission. When you fall, pray and rise again with the help of the Holy Spirit, and never lose that focus until the Lord comes. May the Lord bless you, bless me, bless the work and works of our hands today and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.